let's stand and start praise and worship together. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this house this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Spirit of God, we welcome you in this house. Hallelujah. Take over this service, Lord. We worship you, God. We praise your name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, you are great. Oh, you are mighty, Lord. You are mighty, Lord. Hallelujah. You are mighty, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
One more time, we sing out.
center.
By the center of it all, it's you that I see.
Hallelujah.
That I see.
Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As you lift your voice in praise.
Stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord. You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. Oh, you are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. The biggest, you are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
You are bigger, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
More time we sing, oh, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher.
Here we go.
wonderful name.
Oh, we sing again. What a wonderful name.
What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
On you I will wait, Jesus, on you I will wait.
his wings like eagles. Not grow weary when I run. When I won't grow faint. Yes, I will renew my strength because I wait on the Lord. I mount up with wings like eagles. Yes, not grow weary. You are my strength.
Your precious name. Magnify you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. We speak your name, Lord. That name that is above every other name. The name to which every knee must bow and every tongue confess. That name that's above every sickness, every disease, every other name. We thank you, Lord, for the great privilege accorded us, O God, to mention your name, Jesus. Jesus. We speak it boldly because you have given us the right to call on that name. That name that we must call on, and anyone that calls on that name is saved. Thank you, Lord, that your name is above all things. Above every other name, it is a holy name. It is a name that is filled with integrity. There is no shame in your name, no defeat in your name, no fear in your name. At the mention of your name, all things must align themselves. Father, we thank you for your love and kindness and your tender mercies. Lord Jesus, we thank you for upholding your name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've pointed us to knowing him who has loved us with an everlasting love. We give you praise for all things. And we thank you, Lord, that you are here with us and that great things are going to happen in each life today, because there's an outpouring of your grace, of your mercy, of your goodness, an outpouring, O God, of your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. An outpouring, O God, of yourself into us. Thank you, Lord, that we are now being transformed by the renewing of our minds. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. So good to see you all. This day that the Lord God Almighty has made for us to rejoice and be glad. I know that the Lord will speak to us today in wonderful ways and bring us to deeper understanding of who he is. And in the process, you and I getting to know ourselves better in him. Amen. I have a special word for us this morning. It got me from left wing, so to speak. I wasn't expecting it the way the Lord brought it to me. And I trust that it will speak to every one of us and that we'll grow deeper in our walk in Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we'll share announcements at the end, and thank you, saints. At this time, Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer and intercession, and I'll come with the word of the Lord. Blessings.
Good day, everybody. Praise the Lord. The rest of you, you can stretch your hands towards our children as we pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for another wonderful day. Thank you, Lord, for our lives. And thank you for who you are. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for all our children, biological children, spiritual children, extended families, partners, and those standing right here before me, and those far and near, we bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them, heal them, restore them, make them whole. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. They walk with you all the days of their lives. And Lord, bless all our teachers that teach them the word of the Lord. Bless every family. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life. We commit every one of us into your hands. For your word calls us, dear little children. We are your beloved and we are your children. We receive the grace that is multiplied unto us today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, see you later, children. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you, we receive you. Have your way in the service, in our lives, in our family, in our city, our nation, and in the service. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's turn our Bible quickly. And we're going to read from Psalm 46, the 11 verses, so you got to catch up. Psalm 46, starting from verse 1, we're supposed to be singing the Psalms, but I think we just read them. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Aren't you glad? Say, Lord, be my refuge and my strength for me and my household. Amen. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Well, it's not, you know, it's like if a big volcano earthquake and the ground is splitting open right now, where automatically fear will come because you don't know whether you're going to be swallowed. And God is saying we should not be afraid. Say, Lord, heal my heart so I'm not afraid of anything. Say amen. But that's a good prayer because fear will automatically show up before you remember the Lord. So may our heart remember the Lord quickly and no fear. Because there's a place you can live in where you are not afraid, even when everything is falling. Say, Lord, I receive that grace. Say amen. All right, verse 3. Though the waters thereof roar. Did we finish verse 3, 2? Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof sealer. So even when there's a tsunami, say, don't be afraid. We all know what tsunami is. Who doesn't know what tsunami is? If you're born in this generation, you have seen it. That's when the sea decides to crawl to land, not just to the edge of the sea coast, go further in and destroy everything. He said, when even that's happening, don't be afraid. May God remove you from all those problems. In the name of Jesus. Verse 4, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Say, Lord, put me in this place. It's a place of peace. Say, amen. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Amen. Somebody say, no more delay in my life. My help comes now. I receive my help. Yes, Psalm 121 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. This is speedy help. Somebody say, I receive speedy help. God say he will help us right early. I receive right early help. I receive right early help in every area of my life. Say big amen. Verse 6, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. Wow. Wow. We serve a great God. We serve a great God. Hallelujah. These things will be moved, but you shall not be moved because you are on him. Hallelujah. He keeps you with him. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. Aren't you glad? Somebody say, the Lord of hosts is with me. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We have a hiding place, and he is our hiding place. Selah. Verse 8, come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he had made in the earth, where those things will pass over us. In the name of Jesus, all desolations pass over. You will always miss it. I will miss desolation. Me and my household will miss desolation. Amen. Haven't you ever driven? You will see you driving, you just pass, and behind you there's an accident, or before you get there, there's one, but never on you. In the name of Jesus, you will miss desolation. Verse 9. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. You mean the war of Vietnam came to an end? Yes. The war of Biafra came to an end? Yes. The war in Russia and Ukraine will come to an end? Yes. God makes the war stop. All we need to do, we declare his word back to him. Stop war in the name of Jesus. Is this in your Bible? Maybe it's only in mine. He said wars. So any kind of wars must stop. Wars in your family will stop. Wars in your body will stop. Wars in your finance will stop. Any wars in your neighborhood, in your city, in your business, in your ministry, they will stop. Say, wars cease. He said, unto the end of the earth. So anywhere you live, any part of the earth, this applies to you. Say, cease. And break the bow, the bow, any bow, the arrows of the enemy, you know. Then it was bow and arrows. Now they have all kinds of weapons. So he breaks all of them. He cut the spear asunder. Whatever the weapon is, no technology can stand his presence. He burned the chariot in the fire. No nuclear weapon can stand his presence. He burns them. He burns them in fire. He destroys them and breaks them. So fear not. That's the word of the Lord to us today. Verse 10, he says, be still and know that I am God. Somebody say, I will be still and know that he is my God. You better be still. Say, be still. Why don't you put your hand on yourself and say, be still. And know that God is God. And he is with me. Say, amen. I will be exalted among the heathen. And I will be exalted in the earth. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Lord of hosts, entourage and upon entourage of angels, he is with us. So as we call upon his name this morning, we sang his name, Yahweh, Savior, Jesus, Master of everything. He is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. May every challenge you have in your life, may he change it. He's the one that transformed Jacob from a supplanter to a prince with God. Favor with God and with man. May God transform every situation in our lives this morning. May he locate us and open our eyes to behold him. Rise with me. Yes, still sitting. Let's declare together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God just wants us to be still. Say, be still. That means don't fret. Don't worry. Don't let anxiety take over your life. Somebody say, I am still. And I know that he is my God. Somebody say, I am still. And I know that he is my God. Say amen.
Amen.
May it be so for you and your household. May you really know how to be still when things don't go right. May you know that he is still God and he is still very present. Don't praise him only when things are good. Praise him when things are not good. That's when you ought to praise him even more. May my praise increase all the time. May my time with you increase all the time. May your presence engulf everything. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. We praise you because you are our deliverer and you are the answer. And you have made a way where there is no way. We give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you for answers, solutions, victories, successes, and triumphant. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. There are plenty of them made available for us today. And we receive that. We receive that showers of mercy. Lift your hands up and receive the showers of his mercy. We receive it. We receive it. Say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive the dew of heaven. You know, I feel a dew right now. I receive that dew. I receive that dew. I receive that dew. I receive the dew that brings forth due seasons that are now available for me and my household. In Jesus' name, thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace to Israel. Peace, O God, to all the nations of the earth. Bless Canada. Bless Nigeria. Bless United States of America. Bless Japan. Bless Indonesia. Bless Philippines. Bless all the nations of the earth where someone is calling on the name of Jesus. Bless the islands of the seas and all First Nations, tongues, tribes, and every people of the earth as they magnify your name. Bless those who are ill. We speak divine health upon them. Be healed, be restored, and be made whole. And those that are lacking, worrying how they're going to pay bills. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we speak peace to that person with kidney problem. Be healed. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for your deliverance. In wholeness and restoration. We thank you for testimonies. And we thank you for the service this morning. Thank you that you are here. We open up our heart to receive your word. Bless our tithes and our offering. Bless the word of the Lord that is coming. Carrier of the word, the giver of the word, and the receiver of the word. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. When God speaks to you about his perspective on things, it's remarkable because it's life transforming. The truth of God's word is the truth of God's word, but never ceases to amaze me how God, in his infinite wisdom, is able to communicate a truth that is communicated so many ways, and he has another way of communicating it again and again and again and again. And so it is with the passage of scripture that I'm about to read to you on how God turned it on its head and made it say what he had already said and continues to say. You know, many times, you know, you read through the word of the Lord and sometimes you will hear a statement like, he said this, that this might be fulfilled, and you're looking at it and saying, how does this match with that? You can't see it in your natural mind, but in the realm of the spirit, it all makes sense. I say all of that to say this. I want you to come with me to the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter. And I trust that you already know that the way this message is going to come through is not going to be the way that we normally look at it, but that the Lord did a switcheroo on me. Amen? Matthew 16. And verse 13. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? That's the first twist. Because the Lord turned it around on me. And he said, ask my people, and I'm asking you, who do men say that you are? I say, where are we going with this? He says, just answer the question. Who do people say that you are? Now, this is still going to go back to the main thrust of what he said, I'm going to build my church. Amen? But you see, he turned it around at me and said, who do people say that you are? And I want every one of us to ask ourselves that question today. Who do people say that you are? What do they say about you? Do they say, look at you and say, oh, that crazy guy? Do they say to you, you know, that supplanter like Jacob? Do they say, you know, oh, that guy, his name is sorrow. He's a pain. You know where. Oh, this one, he's dumb. This one, he's a thief. This one, it's a blind man. This one, oh, you know that guy? That guy with cancer, that guy. Who do people say that you are? Crazy, foolish, stupid, dumb, that dummy? Oh, you know that one? That prostitute, you know that one? Who do they say you are? That guy. He will never make it. He's a loser. Who do men say that you are? Oh, he's a wonderful guy. He's an amazing guy. He is whatever, good, bad, or ugly. Everybody has been assigned somewhere. Everyone here has been called some kind of a name at some point in your life. And just maybe you have assigned your identity to that name. That name that man called you, that woman, that father, that mother, that teacher, that whoever. And the Lord is asking the same question that he asked his disciples, and he's asking you, and he's asking me, what do they say about you? Who do they say you are? Are they saying that you are a loser, that you will never make it? Are they saying that you are Mr. Atlas? What are they saying about you? And what do you believe about you? And then he says, forget about what they're saying. Because they said to him, some say that you're John. And some say that you are Elias. And some say that you're Jeremiah. And some say that you're one of the prophets. And then he went to the next level. But whom say ye that I am? And the question is this. Who do you say that you are? And what does God say that you are? Are you with me? Because how you identify yourself is what the church becomes. Let me say that again. How you identify yourself is how the church is being built. Do you see the twist the Lord put on it for me? Who are you? So we've heard about what everybody else says. But who are you? What does God say about you? What do you see about yourself? Are you hearing all the lies that the world has to declare about you? Or are you hearing the truth of God about you? In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. He says, the Lord says, ye are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. You are here to be salt. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Salt of the earth. Do you know that? That God has called you to be salt in the earth? In John chapter 1 and verse 12. And remember, if the salt loses its saltness, it's good for nothing. And if we are supposed to be salt, then we are supposed to be a seasoning that brings life and hope and reduces the corruption that's in the world. Hallelujah. In John 1:12, it says that we are empowered to be the sons of God. For as many as received him, as many as received him. Question is, have I received the Lord? And if I've received the Lord, then he has given me the exousia, the power, the authority to become a son of God. So do I see myself as a son of God? Do you see yourself as a son of God? In the midst of all the other names that you may have been called, that the world has assigned to you, what does God say about you? What does God say about you? Because we lose sight many times of what God said. And we think about what the world says. Oh, that poor person, no good for nothing, will never achieve anything in his life. And we believe that. And forget to believe that as a son of God, God has empowered me to prosper. Hello. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I know God, and the people that know their God do exploit. They are not exploited. Praise the Lord. So, I'm so dumb. I'm so dumb. I got exploited. Somebody exploited me. Is that what you believe? Or do you believe that God is the restorer of all things? Amen? Yes, somebody may have stolen something from me, but praise God. I am blessed beyond measure, and God is the meter, the supplier of all the needs in my life. I will be successful at all times. Praise God. Because that's the kind of people that God uses to build his church. The people that believe what he says about them and not what the world says about them. If the world comes and says to you, oh, you mean, wicked, intolerant, hateful, whatever, you buy it. Oh, I must be hateful because I spoke the truth. I must be intolerant because I did. I must. No. What did God say about you? We've got to get this straight. Because if we don't buy into what God says about us, then we'll buy into the lies of the enemy, the accuser. Hallelujah. The accuser. I've lived long enough to know that many times people can be accused of things that they did not say, or do or even think. You didn't even think it. But somebody's already saying, that's you. And if you believe that lie, sooner or later, you're going to embrace that lie. Oh, you terrible, terrible, terrible person. You're going to hell. That's what you said. That's what you're saying. But I know God who says that if I repent, He forgives me and He cleanses me from all unrighteousness. I know God who says that I'm a new creation and all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What do you believe? Because if you believe the lie of the enemy, you will not come to your fullness. Is somebody listening? That's why God had to change people's names. Hello? That's why He changed the name Abram to Abraham. That's why He changed the name Jacob to Israel. God wants you to see yourself from His perspective, and that you are defined because you were created in His image and His likeness. And how you see yourself must be based on how God sees you. Hello? Praise the Lord. In John 15, the Gospel of John, chapter 15 and verse 15, He says, I'm a friend of God. Do you know that God calls you His friend, that the Lord Jesus Christ calls you His friend? He says, henceforth, I call you not what? Servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. What do people call you? He's a servant of God.